Now, and here's a question that many people in Hereford have been asking for years. Why do we need so many traffic lights on the Belmont Island? It's a major traffic black spot most days at peak times. It's where the A465 meets the A49. There are 16 sets of traffic lights that litter this rather complicated road network leading in and out to Ross-on-Wye and Abergavenny. There are plans to introduce yet another set to ease the traffic build-up to and from the adjacent supermarket. Nicola Goodwin has taken a trip around the island with more lights than a Christmas tree. Start your clocks, please.
Right, I'm on St Martin Street, one of the exits from the city centre, out onto the Belmont Island, and this is the first set of lights we're going to come to. And I'm going to have to stop because these lights are on red. These are our filter lights, so you do normally have to wait some time here, going out onto a three lane. Now, the lights have turned green. Hopefully, I will get out on this occasion. There's a couple of cars which are blocking our exit, but I'm going to go out. And because I need to go around the island, I'm going into the far right-hand lane. And I'm at the next set of lights. It's about 15 metres from the ones I just went through, and these are on red. Now, these lights are letting across traffic from the Asda supermarket that wants to come out of the supermarket and go south. Okay, these lights are now on green. I need to go over one more lane as well, so it's quite a difficult place to manoeuvre. I'm going through another set of lights, turning tightly sharp right. Those were on green, and now I'm going to have to stop because the next set, just around the corner, are on red. So this is our fourth set so far. Next set are on green as well, that's five sets. And our final set of lights this morning on the Belmont Island are also on green. So I've gone through six sets of lights to go round the island, and now I'm back going back north into the city.
That journey actually compressed. That was about 90 seconds. The whole thing lasted around 4 minutes. After the news at six, we'll hear from the Hereford resident who's so incensed by the whole situation, he's petitioning to have the whole job lot turned off.
Travel update.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
First, talking travel, Max.